13. The substance of light. The frost upon the window melted. We stared out at evening skies and watched as dragons launched flight from caves in numbers greater than she'd ever seen before. The colored scales dramatic in the sunset's streaming fires. She wondered what was wrong. They all seemed stressed, as if they had to flee their underground. She watched to see the golden dragon scales. But if she flew, she flew outside we sight. She watched until the shadows brought the night, then went to sit beside the fireplace fire. In front of warmth brought by the cheerful flame, she felt half-dazed, as if the day's events had been too much, and now she wanted rest. She looked down at her fingers, made a bar of light stream out into the darkness, held it in the air until it looked as if it was a substance rather than a stream of light. She smiled, then stopped the motion made to make the light. The light fell down and clinked on stone. Her mind was suddenly awake. A chill made hair behind her neck stand up and tremble. The bar was fading on the floor. The light bleached out, its substance round and strangely long, as if its substance was not made on earth. She put her legs beneath her, stretched her hand toward the substance made from light she'd made, and gingerly, as if it might be hot, touched like congealed into a strange long rod. The rod was warm and seemed to still contain a memory of light that it had been. She sat back, saw the golden dragon's eyes stare as it flew so close above her head. She felt the darkness shift, as if her time was not the time where she was at inside the cottage built below the dragon cave. She made another stream of steady light and welded it into the rod she'd made. And then she made another rod, until she had a rabbit cage designed to capture the meal she had not had for much too long. She looked toward her mother's empty bed and saw her mother faintly in the dark. Behind her mother, coaching her, his hands so large they seemed as if they had the strength to hold the world. Her father, dead so long she only had the vaguest memory of what his face had looked like during life, was pantomiming every move her mother was making as she sent the moves to we. We gasped. Her mother looked into her eyes, smiled sadly, let the dark intensify, and left the room to emptiness and night. We felt as if she'd never move again. She glanced toward the rabbit trap she'd made. Her mother, from her grave, had made her daughter as powerful a witch as ever lived. She felt the song she'd sing to bring the rabbits to where they'd find themselves inside her trap. She felt so restless that she rose and walked where the window looked into the night. Outside, she saw the flames of dragon breath light up the darkness like the fireflies did on summer nights. A dragon knew no fear. Their largeness dwarfed the strength that humans had. What madness made them fireflies in the dark? She moved her hands, her eyes intent on where she'd seen her father and her mother's forms. She concentrated on the golden dragon scales and let her fingers shoot light through the air. A golden scale, as hard as iron, suspended air, burned with a light so bright it blinded we. She brought the scale into her arm, singed flesh, the smell and pain, tears running down her face. She felt so strange, she thought she heard the stars sing songs of dragon fire into the night. A tingling arm felt like it was not her, but separate, more dragon than a girl. Light stopped flowing, made her gasp. She slumped down to the floor, her consciousness a dream she conjured from her mother's grave.